Communist China strikes again. FDA warns of TikTok challenge prompting teens to cook chicken in NyQuil. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 20, 2022. The FDA is warning parents of a deadly new TikTok challenge that involves children cooking chicken in NyQuil, presumably to eat. It is the latest example of a dangerous stunt spread to young Americans by China's TikTok. A recent social media video challenge encourages people to cook chicken in NyQuil, acetaminophen, dextromethorphan, and doxylamine, or another similar OTC cough and cold medication, presumably to eat, the FDA said in a press release. Social media trends and peer pressure can be a dangerous combination to your children and their friends, especially when involving misusing medicines, the FDA added. These video challenges, which often target youths, can harm people, and even cause death. The health officials went on to say that boiling a medication can make it much more concentrated and change its properties in other ways. Not only can it be deadly to consume chicken marinated in NyQuil, but even just inhaling the vapors can allow high amount of drugs to enter the body and injure your lungs, health officials say. Even if you don't eat the chicken, inhaling the medication's vapors while cooking could cause high levels of the drugs to enter your body. It could also hurt your lungs. The FDA warned. Put simply, someone could take a dangerously high amount of the cough and cold medicine without even realizing it. This latest TikTok trend comes after another challenge seen on the Chinese-owned social media platform, which involved urging people to take large doses of the allergy medication, diphenhydramine, Benadryl, to induce hallucinations, the FDA noted. In 2020, after reports of teens being rushed to the hospital, and in some cases, dying after participating in this challenge, the FDA issued another warning about the dangers of ingesting high doses of diphenhydramine. In 2021, school officials spoke out against TikTok's bathroom challenge, in which students were encouraged to vandalize school bathrooms. As Breitbart News reported at the time, the bathroom challenge trend, also known as devious licks, reportedly involves videos depicting vandalism to trophy cases, hallways, and classrooms, as well as theft of fire extinguishers, school signs, and other property. In one Connecticut school, a smart board was unscrewed from a wall, Rabinowitz said. The head of the state's superintendents added that teachers and administrators are already dealing with added precautions implemented in response to the Chinese coronavirus, and do not need the extra headache of monitoring bathrooms and responding to vandalism. Breitbart News will continue to report on China's TikTok. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.